Welcome back to Source Code, Decipher's weekly news wrap podcast with input from our sources. This week, researchers detailed a relatively new attack group that has been exploiting a zero-day flaw in the open-source RoundCube webmail server software. The group, which has been tracked by researchers since 2020, is known to target European and Asian government organizations. Tony Enscombe, Chief Security Evangelist for ESET, said that for targeted organizations, the threat starts with an email.
A newly discovered zero-day threat discovered by the ESET research team in the RoundCube webmail server is a reminder of the continual digital risk we find ourselves under. According to Wikipedia, the open-source webmail software is widely used by several universities, including Harvard University, University of Florida, University of Utah, plus many more. The threat, which is actively being exploited, is initiated with a simple email sent by the Wintervivant APT cyber espionage group and only requires the recipient to view the message in a web browser to activate code that then delivers a malicious payload. Once this malicious code is deployed, it's capable of exfiltrating email messages from the server to external command and control servers that are under the control of that APT group. The use of the zero day is a departure from the normal methods used by this group. Previously, they have only been noted for using existing known vulnerabilities in either the RoundCube or Zimbra software. Identifying and abusing a zero day flaw shows they are stepping up their operations.
A patch is currently now available for the flaw, said Enscombe, and organizations are urged to apply the fixes.
The RoundCube team is noted in the research for their quick response to the report by ESET that a vulnerability exists. The timeline starts on the 12th of October with the report, with a patch developed by the 14th and the security patch that resolves the vulnerability being made available by the 16th. The ESET team then allocated a CVE number around a week later and have published full details of the research. Any unpatched server remains an opportunity at large for all cyber criminals, as now the details of the issue have been published. Others, groups and individual bad actors may search out for unpatched servers and attempt to exploit them. Administrators need to patch immediately. That's our recommendation.
In other news this week, identity and access management services provider Okta said that threat actors used a stolen credential in order to access its support case management system, which allowed them to view files related to support cases that were uploaded by certain customers. Okta, in its advisory, said that HTTP archive or HAR files were impacted in the compromise. These files, which help with troubleshooting for issues by logging website interactions, contain sensitive data, like cookies and session tokens. Okta warned that threat actors can use this type of stolen data to impersonate users. Several Okta customers, including 1Password, BeyondTrust, and Cloudflare, have come forward with advisories about how they detected suspicious activity linked back to the Okta breach. James Maud, Director of Research at BeyondTrust, talks about the top takeaways from the Okta breach.
The top takeaways from the recent Okta support breach are that it's really, really important to be monitoring and understanding the interaction with highly privileged accounts in your environment, be that in a system like Okta, in Azure AD, or in your on-prem domain accounts. In the case of the Okta breach, all the best processes were followed around the IT administrator. They had FIDO2 MFA enabled, we had controls in place, but an attacker was able to compromise the Okta support system and grab a session token that had been uploaded to the support desk as part of a legitimate ticket. Within 30 minutes, the attacker had tried to access the environment and were blocked by a few different things. In our case, we had controls within Okta to restrict access to the admin console and ensure that the user had to have an authenticated and valid endpoint to access it from. But we also had our own Identity Security Insights tool, which was able to detect the session hijack and alert us to the fact that there was an attempt to create other privileged accounts within Okta and shut it down very quickly. So the key best practices, making sure that we've got MFA enabled, and it's strong MFA. It's not just push notifications, it's not SMS, it's FIDO2 tokens that can't easily be phished by an attacker doing a man-in-the-middle attack. It's important to monitor those accounts, a lot of vigilance, especially around the creation of new accounts, new privileged accounts, and the addition of things like identity providers to your Okta infrastructure. And it's just general best practice to really think about the use cases in which users can access those, where they should be accessing it from, and in the case of some other recent Okta breaches, how those accounts can have their MFA factors reset, because you don't want your help desk being socially engineered into resetting the credentials for a super admin user, giving an attacker easy access to your Okta instance.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Source Code Podcast. Have a great weekend. While you were hacking the planet, I was trying to decide for what it meant.